Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to give you tips to make you more effective in your presentations. Before we get into that, I want to let you know we're part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com, become a member, help support us, get great benefits, see more shows, get more content, and all that good stuff. If you want to reach out to me, go to Twitter or Instagram, DM me, tweet me, follow me, rave about me, whatever you want to do, but just make sure it's positive. Go over to How to Build a Tent on Twitter, Instagram. That's where you'll find me. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. That's matt@howtobuildatent.com. That kind of came out as meh. Before I want to get into that, I want to give a shout out to Ka'a Mumu. Yeah, that's a Hawaiian name. She cut my hair in, I think, 5 minutes. It was so quick, and she was like going to work, going to town, and I was so worried. I'm like, what is this girl doing? And it turns out she's actually pretty good. It was quick. It was the best quick haircut I've ever had. So shout out to Ka'a Mumu. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about the different tips that will help you be more effective in your meetings or in your presentations. We talked about meetings in a past show. So the first thing I want to talk about on our presentations is slides. And the very first thing I want you to do is go over to your PowerPoint and or wherever you're using and click on widescreen and make sure that all of your slides are now in widescreen. Don't ever use the original normal layout. People just have a subconscious subliminal understanding that widescreen is the way to go from our TVs and from our computer screens, like you see in the background. So make sure it's on the widescreen. The second tip I want us to think about and remember with slides is something that CEO told me when he was talking about what kind of presentations he likes, how he likes to see presentations given to him. It's pretty cool to be a COO and be able to dictate how you want your presentations delivered. I'm telling you, that's pretty BA. So he told me this, and I love it because it's great. He says, give me the slides in 3 points, no longer than 4 words long, or 4 points, no longer than 3 words long, totaling 12 words. He didn't want to see anything more than 12 words on a slide. Now that is so hard to do. You have to know your material. You have to know your presentation. You have to know exactly what you want to say. And believe me, when you're presenting at that level, you need to be ready for any questions they ask and have the background for any of those questions, have the answers, and just be on top of things. So not having a slide to cheat off of and have a whole story on it, and just have it to being that precise is super difficult to do. It's really intimidating. Make sure you practice a lot with anytime you go in front of a COO or a C-level position to give a presentation. Make sure you know your stuff, make sure you did your homework. But going back to this, and I think that is so great, not necessarily that it has to be 12 words, but it has to be minimal. You have to be a minimalist when you're creating your slides. You want your slides to be something that is reinforcing what you're saying. You don't want to be reinforcing what the slide is saying. You won't want people focused on you. You want people listening to your words. And this is super difficult, especially when you're doing an online meeting, a web conference or teleconference, whatever you call it in your company. You want people listening to you, not reading your slides, not looking at your screen. And I see this all the time in big business. And one of the reasons they do this is they want to document the meeting and make sure that people that missed the meeting can catch up. But don't do this. And that is putting everything on the slides. It's like you throw up onto the slides, you write a story, a novel, you have like 5 chapters on each slide, super fine print. You make sure the print is like barely readable just so you can get in all your information. Don't do that. And I understand if you want to archive your meetings or put all your notes on the slide so you can post it in your internal site or share it with other people. But we live in the 21st century. You can record your meeting most likely. You're probably on software that records it. And at the very least, just have 2 sets of presentation, have 2 slides, have your presentation slides, and then have the slides with the notes and everything that you can send out later. But you want to be able to have people listen to you. You want to be able to communicate effectively. You want to have everyone tuned into what you're saying so you dictate what they're thinking about and where the conversation, where the presentation is going. All right, So this next point is really gutsy for a podcaster to talk about speaking style. It's how you speak. It's how you communicate. And that's something that people on the radio, that people, podcasters, think about, work on, study, train, read books about, is how to speak and what styles to use. As you can see, I am consciously thinking about it right now, and I can be in fluctuating my voice. I can have a dramatic pause like that. And you notice those dramatic pauses really capture the attention. People think, oh, something went wrong, and there's like almost a panic in the room. But you really want to think about how you're talking. One thing you really want to think about, and this might be a nervous tick, this might be just how you're used to talking. I think about Ben Shapiro. He talks really fast. And when you're giving a presentation, especially when you are a salesperson giving a sales presentation, you don't want to talk fast for a number of reasons. The first one is the term fast talker. What does that mean? A fast talker implies that you're shady, that you're trying to slip one by somebody, and there's just a really negative connotation with talking fast. So start talking slower. And it's even hard for me. If you notice, sometimes when I get on my soapbox, when I get on a roll, when I'm done looking at my notes, I know what I want to say, I start talking faster. And to some extent, that's okay. But you don't want to be that guy who's talking fast, or that girl who's talking rapid fire through a presentation. You want to be slow. You want to be methodical. You want to be talking in a way where you can clearly ingrain your message into their heads and make sure that they get it during that sentence. You don't want to be all the way, you don't want to say something, have them thinking about it, and you're already on to the next topic. So speak slowly. People will trust you just inherently more because they won't associate you with that fast talker. They won't be trying to break down things and figure out what you're trying to sneak by. So work on speaking slower, especially if it's just, it comes naturally to you, or maybe you're just nervous. Just practice. Doing presentations over and over again is going to really help with that. Another thing that podcasters probably shouldn't talk about is the fillers. Be conscious of your fillers. And this is a great thing if you want to get in front of a camera, record yourself speaking, get feedback from other people. You'll start to see when you think about what you want to talk about next, or the next line in your presentation, or the next topic, you'll want to throw in fillers. And the sound of fillers are that is super distracting, especially if you do it a lot. Now, sometimes they just happen. I do them, everyone does them. But when it's once in a while, it's not a big deal. But when it's every other word, you're gonna lose people's attention. They're not gonna take you seriously. They're gonna be thinking about getting out of that meeting because it's so annoying. Don't be that person. You're gonna lose the audience. And other things too, like basically, actually, literally, mine is, and that I need to work on. And sometimes it works and it's part of it. I just did it. Work on those fillers. And I'm just sacrificing myself so that you know that. Now I can't get away with saying and in a drawn out way anymore. And the last thing The last thing I want us to think about in speaking is our verbal affirmations. And what I mean by that is when people are speaking to you and they want you to understand what they're saying, and they're really hoping that you get what they're saying, they'll say something like, you know what I mean, right? You know? Huh? You get it? And they'll say things like that, and it's a giveaway that they're not really sure about what they're saying, that they're not confident in what they're saying. And what they're doing subconsciously is trying to get you to agree and come along with them so that they can be reassured. So look out for those when you are saying right, or you know, and you know what I'm saying, things like that. That's kind of a giveaway that you are not confident in what you're saying. So make sure you do your research, that you can be confident in what you're saying, and don't look for those verbal affirmations that you give out. If there's anything that you see me doing that drives you nuts, let me know. I'll laugh about it. I won't cry, I promise. And it's something I can work on too. Everyone has things to work on with their speaking style. there's always ways to improve. Now I want to talk about captivating an audience. And when you are, I did it again. This is the worst episode to do as a podcaster. When you are speaking in person, it is a lot easier to captivate an audience. You have verbal cues, nonverbal cues. You have people, you can see what people are doing. You can see if you have eye contact. You can engage with people. You can lean in. You can see people. You can reach out your hand to them. Those are great things to do when you're in person to captivate people, to make sure that they are listening to what you have to say. But those things are hard to do online, and that's why I prefer always to do in-person meetings, because it's easier to engage people. Now, it's much more difficult to do presentations online, and I'm guilty of this as well, when you'll just mute the phone, do the other things you need to do. You have emails you want to get out. You have reports to send out. You have reports to review. And you're just not listening to the meeting. And the presenter, you'll never know because you're not in person. And it's not usually a webcam. It's usually over the phone. So what do you do? Well, you do those tips. You have short slides, you articulate things well, you're researched, you know what you're talking about, you're confident in what you're talking about, you're working on your speaking patterns, you're not doing the fillers, you're being confident, and all those things, that will all help as well. Some of the things I like to do is to check in every once in a while and just ask if people have questions, ask by name. Now this is kind of mean, and everyone hates it, especially back in the school days, right? You were like, please have the teacher, please don't call me, teacher, don't call me. Because you didn't want to speak in front of the class. But I find that just checking in, asking if there's any questions or comments, most of the time no one will say anything. So that really helps. Also, getting people involved in the presentations really helps. I notice more sales companies, vendors that are really good with their sales pitch. They have multiple people speaking because just the change of voices really helps. Another tip is when it's an online meeting, don't make them long and never have them more than an hour if it's possible. I mean, sometimes it might be something that has to happen, but I like to keep them around 30 minutes, even less if possible, because that is the greatest attention span that people are going to have. Let's be honest, even in an hour long meeting, people are going to be checking emails, going to be thinking about other things. They're going to be checking out. They're going to be on their phone. They're going to be on Instagram. They're going to be doing a bunch of other things, but the shorter, the better. And that will really help as well. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, find me on Twitter or Instagram at How to Build a Tent. Email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next week. God bless.